This is the reading for November 29th, Micah chapter 4. In the last days, the mountain on which the Lord's temple stands will become the most important of all mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and people from other nations will come streaming to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Judah, so that he can teach us his ways, and we can obey his teachings." His teachings will go out from Jerusalem, the word of the Lord from that city. The Lord will judge many nations. He will make decisions about strong nations that are far away. They will hammer their swords into plow blades and their spears into hooks for trimming trees. Nations will no longer raise swords against other nations. They will not train for war anymore. Everyone will sit under his own vine and fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Because the Lord All-Powerful has said it, all other nations may follow their own gods, but we will follow the Lord our God forever and ever. The Lord says, "At that time I will gather the crippled. I will bring together those who were sent away, those whom I caused to have trouble. I will keep alive those who were crippled, and I will make a strong nation of those who were sent away. The Lord will be their king in Mount Zion from now on and forever. And you, watchtower of the flocks, hill of Jerusalem, to you will come the kingdom as in the past. Jerusalem, the right to rule, will come again to you. Now, why do you cry so loudly? Is your king gone? Have you lost your helper so that you are in pain like a woman trying to give birth? People of Jerusalem, strain and be in pain. Be like a woman trying to give birth, because now you must leave the city and live in the field. You will go to Babylon, but you will be saved from that place. The Lord will go there and buy you back from your enemies. But now many nations have come to fight against you, saying, 'Let's destroy Jerusalem. We will look at her and be glad we have defeated her.' But they don't know what the Lord is thinking. They don't understand his plan. He has gathered them like bundles of grain to the threshing floor. Go up and beat them, people of Jerusalem. I will make you strong as if you had horns of iron and hoofs of bronze. You will beat many nations into small pieces and give their wealth to the Lord, their treasure to the Lord of all the earth."
The book of 2 Peter.
My name is Peter. I write to confront some evil and destructive teachings. I warn of the evil effects of such teachings, and I describe the character of these false teachers.
Chapter 1.
From Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith that is as valuable as ours, a faith based on the approval that comes from our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. May goodwill and peace fill your lives through your knowledge about Jesus, our God and Lord. God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. This power was given to us through the knowledge of the one who called us by his own glory and integrity. Through his glory and integrity, he has given us his promises that are of the highest value. Through these promises, you will share in the divine nature because you have escaped the corruption that sinful desires cause in the world. Because of this, make every effort to add integrity to your faith, and to integrity add knowledge, to knowledge add self-control, to self-control add endurance, to endurance add godliness, to godliness add Christian affection, and to Christian affection add love. If you have these qualities, and they are increasing, it demonstrates that your knowledge about our Lord Jesus Christ is living and productive. If these qualities aren't present in your life, you're short-sighted and have forgotten that you were cleansed from your past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, use more effort to make God's calling and choosing of you secure. If you keep doing this, you will never fall away. Then you will also be given the wealth of entering into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will always remind you about these qualities, although you already know about them and are well grounded in the truth that you now have. As long as I'm still alive, I think it's right to refresh your memory. I know that I will die soon. Our Lord Jesus Christ has made that clear to me. So I will make every effort to see that you remember these things after I die. When we apostles told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we didn't base our message on clever myths that we made up. Rather, we witnessed his majesty with our own eyes. For example, we were eyewitnesses when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and when the voice of our majestic God spoke these words to him, "This is my Son, whom I love and in whom I delight. We heard that voice speak to him from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. So we regard the words of the prophets as confirmed beyond all doubt. You're doing well by paying attention to their words. Continue to pay attention as you would to a light that shines in a dark place as you wait for day to come and the morning star to rise in your hearts. First, you must understand this. No prophecy in Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. No prophecy ever originated from humans. Instead, it was given by the Holy Spirit as humans spoke under God's direction.